I want to talk to you tonight, share with you. That's the way I start out. The word is so rich. God is so real. And when everything around you look dim, gloom, unproductive, and you got everything seems to be pulling you in the dump, nothing to shout about, you can shout anyway. I want to tell you something tonight, in these few minutes that we have. Hallelujah. To share with you, those of you that's out tonight, I'm so thankful that you are faithful enough to come. Amen. Hallelujah. There's something going on in the realm of the Spirit. There's something going on in the realm of the Spirit. And I am concerned. I'm like Paul, you remember, in the, I think, the fourth chapter of Galatians. He had labored with these new converts and got them born again. Then he said, I'm afraid that I don't want my labor to be in vain, but I'm afraid. In other words, that was, he was concerned that people would go to sleep at the wrong time. But since I've been praying, and I know you've been praying too, and I appreciate that all, but you got to do it for yourself. You got to do it for yourself. You can't be doing it for me. You know what I mean, trying to please me. No, you got to do it because you're in love with Jesus. Yes, I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid that I did all this labor, and he said, I will travail in prayer until Christ be formed in you again. Before Dad Hagen left to be with the Lord, he left. And he gave this prophecy. I don't have the full of it. I'm not sure I could pull it up and get it. But I just want to give you the essence of it, what he said. And the Bible says that, talks about Israel being at ease in Zion. You know, everything had gotten good, and people, and they got at ease. But he gave this prophecy. He said, and he talked about this, and that's one of the reasons why I am so, so serious about prayer. He said, I saw the move of God. You know, the move of God started among the Pentecostals, and they got off. God had to raise up another group. He raised up the charismatic. And a lot of them became cruisermatic. They want to commit to anything. They just want to cruise around wherever something easy they can have their way. You know, if you're going to walk with God, you got to be anchored somewhere. You got to be committed to do something. You just can't cruise around. It's the first little opposition, you cruise on over here. Shout and sound real pretty. And somebody take you in, then all that other stuff you had shows up, and then you cruise off over yonder. No, but he said, I've seen it all. I've seen the Pentecostals. And then they got off. And he said, I've seen some moves of the Spirit that I don't see among the charismatic. Because nobody wants, no, let me change that word. I get rid of that word. Now, it didn't seem like too many want to pay the price to have this kind of move. And so, like I said, I'm just going to give you an overview of what he said. Well, but he said, I'm concerned because it seemed like that if nobody that have been in had some experience and have operated in this and have some knowledge of it, because see, if what you don't have knowledge of, you'll never do. You just won't do it. He said it's going to be lost, and then that's one of the things he did at Rhema, and everywhere he went, you'll find that he had prayer meeting, prayer meeting. But Dad Hagin did a lot of praying. He prayed, and but he said in his closing, I mean, when he got ready to leave, he said, "I see a way where I come." Is coming to shore. He said, what the other wave that came in, the wave, I'm not going to get into that, but I just want to get to this point because I want to get back to where I am. He said, this wave that's coming in this last wave, it's going to be taller, higher, greater than all the rest of them put together. I'm looking for that. I won't quit. I'm not going to stop. I'm looking for it. I believe that was the word of the Lord. And I said all to say this, tell your brother, tell your sister, don't go sleep at the wrong time. Excuses is good for the one that's giving it, but it's no good when it comes to the will of God. Amen. Amen. So, if ever was a time, if you're ever going to do anything for Christ, now is the time. Did you hear what I said? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you, don't you quit, don't you give up. Don't you throw the towel in and don't back down. Don't look for excuses to back off. Amen. I want to talk to you for a few minutes, if I could borrow them, and then I'll get it. Then I'll take a few myself. If I can borrow some from you, you'll loan me a few minutes, okay? Will you do that? Then I'm going to take a few myself. And by the time we get all of them together, I should have enough time to do what I need to do tonight. Amen. I shouldn't say if. Go ahead and open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 is where I will start. Colossians chapter 3. And if you're putting it up on the screen, if you're putting it up, I'm going to read from these two passion scripture, these two scriptures I'm going to read from the New King James and the New Living. We're going to do the New tonight, okay? New King James, New Living. He said, this is New King James, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. For Christ is, where is Christ? He's above, ain't he? And he's sitting where? At the right hand of God. He's sitting where? At the right hand of God. Do what? What did the next verse say? Says, set your mind on things.